Now broadcasting the Dr. Nilda Business Foresight Show, positioning your business with strategies for an extraordinary future. Dr. Nilda features expert guests from diverse backgrounds to bring you their stories and strategies that have helped them reach their success. The diversity in industries gives you that panoramic view from an array of industries. They are innovators, thought leaders, trendsetters, and strategists. Here, Dr. Nilda reveals strategies that will position you to be on the cutting edge and be able to do what you love with the people you like, making the profits you want to live the lifestyle that you have dreamed of. And now, here's your host, Dr. Nilda Perez.
We're really excited to have Alicia Bigot here with us, and she is from Forum for the Future. So she has done amazing work with her company. They're with the food and energy and sustainable future. So we have all these questions. Welcome, Alicia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm very excited to have you here. There's so much to talk about. So when it comes to futures, how can the futures methodology be something that ignites creativity and inspiration?
Great. So I think that one of the challenges of futures techniques is to sort of balance rigorous methodology with creative and inspirational messaging. So some of the most widely sort of consumed future scenarios, I think, exist in the form of fiction and mainstream fiction. So if you see media like Blade Runner or The Handmaid's Tale, these sort of images and visions of the future really stick into people's minds. And then they kind of inspire them to talk about them and take action. The reason why these stories are so compelling is that they have these sort of seeds of truth that are sown into them. So things such as authoritarian regimes, resource scarcity, improved technology, these are things that exist today. And what the author has done is sort of extrapolate outwards onto the future with that. And good projects, in my mind, sort of combine that kind of creativity and resonance with an audience, as well as a strong foundation of research and data. And it's important to point out the role of futures methodology, because looking at something like consumer trends allows us to make predictions, but they will be rooted in current thinking and what consumers are doing right now. Using more creative techniques helps us look at a longer time horizon and see what is possible. So without a well-defined methodology, you're just kind of speculating. And without creative messaging, you're writing reports that nobody's going to read.
Right. So because, Alicia, we speak to, you know, very smart business people who are not necessarily, I want to say, up to date or even understand futures. How can this be tangible? Because one of the things that we work with the people that we work with, we want to make futures something that's very tangible so that they can use it every day. It's great to have, you know, the data and all of this information is great, but if they can't actually use it and make it practical for them, that makes it hard. So we're speaking another language. So how can we make it more tangible for the average business owner? I'm sorry, I don't want to use the word average, for the business owner who's a smart.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, futures is probably in that particular situation a way to expedite their thinking and their decision making. So that's one use of it. So when they use kind of futures methods, like for example, say they were using scenarios and stress testing their business model against those scenarios, that would be an opportunity for them to kind of strengthen their business and see where it's going using something like visions. You know, where do they want their business to be, and what do they see that as? You know, if you're in a very traditional business, such as say you are a brick and mortar store, you know, you already know the trends that are out there about the death of retail and, you know, what's happening to the industry. So you need to think, you know, what are the options? And I think that using futures helps you think about those options long term rather than just being sort of reactive. And it also helps create sort of create a vision of where you want to go and help you get there.
Okay. I want to challenge your vision, and I want you to explain it better. That's why that's the challenge. I want you to explain that better. I have seen, Alicia, so many businesses and so many business people create these vision boards that after they create it, they put them away literally like behind their desk or in the closet and never look at them again. So when we're talking vision, you know, having a vision of the future, and what we do is that we teach them how to design the future and to make that something that is not put away, that there is something that they're constantly looking at, that they're constantly testing, that they're constantly challenging, even the vision, even the design that they're making, that even that they're challenging. Is that a recommendation that you make in your, when you're teaching futures?
I totally agree. When I say vision, I don't mean something that's static that you would make and put away. I mean a dynamic process in which you've created a vision, and then you as an individual or your team or a department of your business is constantly engaging with trends and new material to update that vision and work towards it. I mean, why would someone set a New Year's resolution and then at the end of the year think, why didn't I reach this resolution? You have to kind of take it out and make sure you're doing progress towards it, revisit it to make sure that it's still up to date, and kind of constantly be, one of the things that we try to teach and emphasize is to constantly be scanning the horizon for new developments and signals that the world around us is changing. And that may not be even the thing specific to our business. You know, I mean, just something like driverless cars, you may not be in the auto business, but that would definitely affect most businesses. So just things like that, I think are ways in which it can be used.
I love that. Awesome. Love it. What is the role of sustainability in futures?
Form for the Future, we're all about using futures as a tool to kind of forward this sustainable development agenda. And I believe that sustainability is inherently a part of futures. So if you think of the role of futures as a way of creating probable, possible, and preferable futures, sustainability is naturally a part of that preferred future. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of times, you know, it seems very obvious, but I think that what I want to point out is that a lot of people think of the future in terms of technological advancement. And, you know, there's this big focus on tech and, you know, what the latest technology is going to be, how that's going to affect my business. I think that unless we take care of our systems and ensure long-term sustainability of those systems, the tech advancements won't be evenly distributed. You know, we can't just sort of kick the can down the road and say, oh, when we have better technology, you know, we'll figure out this ocean plastics thing. Like, when we have better technology, we'll figure out a food scarcity issue. I think that if we don't plan for it and we don't have the foresight to kind of plan for those eventualities, the better future will not happen. So we need to ensure that we have a sustainable environment, a sustainable food system, political system, that we take care of each other and we have a good social system as well. And that to me is an integral part of futures thinking.
Love it. So for the audience's sake, I would like you to explain sustainability. And I know most people, again, sustainable, we think we know what it means, but we want to kind of revisit what is sustainability in a business? What is sustainability of the future?
Sure. So I think in a traditional definition of sustainability for business, it would be kind of people, planet, profit. So is your business taking care of people and providing them with value? Is it, and that includes employees, is it looking at the planet and the impact you're having on the planet? Are you profitable? Are you able to stay in business and kind of thrive as well? So we don't think those are exclusive, that you can do all of those things together. And I think lately there's been sort of a push within the sustainable business community towards a net positive approach as well. So looking at not just, are we having a negative impact? How do we minimize that impact? But what positive impact could we have on the world around us? So what are positive things that businesses can kind of proactively do not just to minimize their impact, but to have a really positive impact on people's lives.
Yes, that's great. So, so how do new tools such as, you know, games and immersive theater, how can that be relatable? How is that something that is going to impact the future? Or even taking that to the next level, how can people actually use that in their businesses?
Right, yeah. So I think this is a really interesting area of engagement on sort of futures and sustainability. And if you think about kind of difficult topics for people, such as climate change, for example, I think that it's really hard for people to wrap their heads around it. I think things that can take complex issues and make them digestible and interactive for people are really helpful. And I think that there are a lot of new tools out there that are increasingly being used for those purposes. So groups like Games for Change, games that have a social impact and learning component have been around for a while. And wargaming has a long history with futures. So I have, you know, before working at Forum, I worked as a government consultant for the US government and had the opportunity to witness and help with some war games. And that was just really fascinating to see how several scenarios would be tested by our intelligence agencies and military. I mean, it really is used by these high-level agencies to test their operations, see how they would make decisions under pressure and interact with one another. And I think with immersive experiences, people, you know, increasingly want to be active participants in making the future. They don't necessarily want businesses and governments to tell them. They want to be part of it. They want to be involved. Right. And so there's a great opportunity for companies and other organizations to engage people in conversations about the future. And these techniques are kind of an interesting way to do so. You can really reach people in a way that, you know, handing out a report couldn't.
Right. I love that. Oh my goodness. So let me ask you, where do they have these immersive theaters? How does the small business tap into that? Is that something that somewhere that they can go for this kind of information?
Sure. So there's all sorts of places. Right. Nesta Future Fest is one that's coming up. It's in London. The World Future Society has a conference that often has provocative panels. And, you know, there's just so much out there in terms of companies innovating around, you know, doing pop-up dinners that are dinners from the future, trying to engage people on, you know, what that might be. We recently had an event that was the dinner plate of the future, kind of like what would be served for dinner in 2040. So I think using these to kind of engage with people and help them think about that too, like that is a great way for a company to engage with consumers as well as, you know, just the general public.
Right. And I agree with that. This is one of the things that we talk about, not just on the show, but with our clients. And we have a magazine also, and we're constantly bringing up these new ideas and new ways for people to think of their future, even if they have a small business.
I mean, even if they have a small business and they're not doing like, they're not, you know, not everyone is Coca-Cola having this big, you know, event for the public, but even if they're a small business, is there a way they could do that for their internal team or their own employees to put them through those scenarios, to have them pretend to be personas within those scenarios, to have them do sort of a role-playing experience that might help them think about what the future consumer would want in out of their business and how they might operate. I think those can all be really interesting techniques that help people, you know, get into that mindset. And then when they go to the point where they're creating the vision board and trying to work towards it, they really have internalized and believe in that future and feel like they've helped to create it rather than just kind of receive it from management.
Right. And that's typically what happens. And that's what's so frustrating, that people don't realize that they can actually design their future. So they're living their whole business life by default. So things are happening to them rather than them being a part of it and being a part of that design, being a part of that change. That's really tough when you believe that, because what happens is that if you don't understand that that it's beyond just creating that vision board, but that you can actually make your future and design your future, that makes a huge difference. Would you agree?
I totally agree. You know, I mean, it's about participatory development, and having people feel that they're engaged participants in the process. You know, I don't think anyone is going to have buy-in if they're just sort of handed down a policy, or they're just feeling like they're reacting to what's happening each quarter or, you know, each year. You need to think about, you know, where you see yourself. And I'm sure every small business owner, they wouldn't have the business if they didn't have a vision of where they wanted that business to be, you know? So I think Futures really just enhances that and helps sort of crystallize that vision and take a lot of data from what's happening in the world around us and kind of pushes and tests that vision a bit.
Right. And that's what I love. That's what I love about Futures, that you, there's so many businesses that are they're just operations, and they understand that process, but they're not looking at things that they can change, shifts that they can make, shifts that they can actually design so that they can have a sustainable future. So right. They're not looking at this. And I love your idea of the vision, you know, going beyond just their vision board, because so many businesses and so many individuals create these vision boards that never actually come to fruition.
Right.
So, okay. So Alicia, I'm going to give you my list of takeaways. And if there's anything that you want to add to it, that would be great. Or change if I didn't get something right. But the first thing that we talked about was strength testing your business with those visions and looking at the things that are actually going to make it sustainable.
Right.
We also spoke about the visions and engaging in that process, looking at trends, at new things, updates, scanning the horizon, constantly scanning for different things, and not just scanning our industry, but even across industries, mm-hmm. right? And then we also talked about sustainability and how that sustainability is very important for businesses. I like the way you put it. You said people, plants, and profit.
Yes.
Right? And looking at your whole business very holistically, looking at the entire business and how that's going to be sustainable. And then I loved immersive theater, because that really is the way of the future. You know, this is probably way before your time, but I remember years ago they used to have the World's Fair. And the World's Fair was immersive theater, where you actually got to test things for the future. And I wish they still had that, and they don't. But that's really amazing, because it gave you that foretaste of the things to come. Even better than that, it gave people the ability to make it even better. If they can do that, then how about if we added this? So it gave them that possibility of being able to create that possible or that sustainable future. These are my takeaways, and I just think all of this information is great. So a business, it doesn't really matter the size of a business. If they can actually take this to the next level by implementing these very small things, but if they're consistent and continue to create on those visions, don't make a vision board that they're going to put away, but that they're going to actually implement, change, tweak as they go along, that's the best way to have that vision. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yeah totally. And definitely, you know, engage in activities that would enhance their thinking about the future. I mean, I think it's so easy. I mean, I find myself in this trap myself. We're so caught up in the day-to-day, all of us are. And yes. I mean, things that can really inspire us and take us out of that, I think, are so valuable. And it's different, you know, I mean, whether it's theater or art or a totally different business model that you might encounter, or, you know, cutting edge research, mm-hmm. things that you can do outside of your narrow scope of work to inspire you to then, you can take those inspirations then back to your business with you, I think. And those are extremely valuable. That can inspire you to think long-term.
Right.
That's great. And
right.
then, you know, it's hard, you know, nobody sells that, because it's not something that you can teach really, but yeah. it's sort of like being inspired by the world around you is extremely
right.
valuable.
Right. And I agree with that. Now, and taking to that to the next level, always looking across industries and looking at, hey, maybe that's something that can tweak into my industry.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that right there is futures thinking, mm-hmm. you know, looking across industry. What else is out there? What's bigger, better that I can actually apply to my business?
That's right. You know?
So I think that's excellent. I love it. I absolutely love this. So I look forward to having you back. I think this is great. Anything new that's coming up in the horizon that you can actually share with us real quick?
I'm sure. Yeah, we're working on a report with the foundation. So we're going to be crafting some future scenarios around the future of nationalism. So kind of growing polarization and stuff in the US, India, and Brazil. And we're going to creating some fictional scenarios around that, and it's going to be publicly available. So we're really excited about that work coming.
Awesome. And where is that going to be?
It will be online on our website and, okay. Publicly available.
Okay. I love it. I love it. So I want to thank you, Alicia, for being with us and for sharing your insights and your expertise. I am so excited that you're here and that you were able to share with our audience, because these are things that we talk about all the time. These are things that we teach, but I love having different perspectives, different aspects of futures and how people can actually implement it into their everyday lives and their everyday business. And I love that. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, okay. Dr. Nova.
Okay. So to my audience, I'll say thank you so much for being here today. We look forward to next week, where we're going to bring another futurist, another innovator, another creative person to you, to help you create and design your future. Until then, I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Foresight Strategy Show. You can hear host Dr. Nilda, co-host Rachel with feature guests every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live or anytime on demand. Visit www.drnildaperez.com/show. For more information, sign up to our Foresight Strategies Insider Newsletter, a $10 value for free, at www.drnildaperez.com/newsletter.